Merci, Monsieur le.
Thank you very much, Chair Rapporteur. Cameroon wishes to very warmly congratulate you on your election. We entirely trust in your capacity to guide our work with wisdom and skill. We would like to thank the Secretariat of the Working Group for the efforts it has made and for its commitment to the success of our work, which we hope will soon lead to a legally binding instrument allowing us to regulate the activities of transnational corporations while protecting human rights. Sir, Cameroon very firmly supports this historic process because it's a unique opportunity to correct the systemic inequalities which continue to exist in the operations of transnational corporations. We are a country which is committed to the promotion and protection of human rights. And like many of our African colleagues, we've been able to see the multiplying negative effects of the activities of these businesses on our peoples. We are closely following these discussions. We first of all must think about strengthening victim protection. Article 5 of the draft treaty must ensure that all victims of abuse of transnational corporations' activities have accessible, swift, effective mechanisms available so they can obtain reparations. It's essential for these mechanisms to bear in mind the specific vulnerabilities of women, children, and marginalized peoples. Secondly, we must consider the legal liability of companies. Article 8 is a keystone of this treaty, and it must include clear provisions ensuring that transnational corporations are held accountable for the human rights violations that they commit or to which they contribute directly or indirectly. This legal framework must go hand in hand with international monitoring mechanisms to ensure it is properly implemented. Thirdly, we must promote inclusive approaches. We welcome the inclusion of feminist perspectives and efforts to bring about environmental justice into the treaty. These approaches reflect not only the disproportionate impact of human rights abuses on certain populations, but also call for balanced solutions. Cameroon believes that cooperation between states, human rights organizations, civil society, and international organizations is essential if we want to achieve consensus and ensure that this treaty is both credible and effective. Sir, while aligning ourselves with the statement made by Gambia on behalf of the Africa Group, we regret that many of the proposals previously met have not been included in the most recent draft, which we are now considering. Nevertheless, Cameroon is committed to actively participating in the work of this session, and we would urge all parties to show flexibility so we can overcome differences and move closer towards the adoption of a legally binding